T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
I like the way your sparkling earrings lay.
Those of you who have heard me do this in karaoke, I'll just say they continue to talk about it. Peaceful Easy Feeling from the Eagles, Greatest Hits Volume 1, as you do your dumb-looking air guitar and lip-syncing. You know how dumb that looks?
I look. You got to stop playing the song. Well, keep it going, but also you have to stop so I can stop lip-syncing and contribute to the show.
It looks terrible.
Does it?
Our friend Lee is going to pick for the Rams, so we're down to 11 teams. Any luck on your...
Yeah, I got somebody for the Bills.
Well, we'll get that during the break. So we're eating them up, folks. We need help. Jets, Giants, Jags, Falcons, Redskins, Panthers, Titans, Texans, Eagles, and Chargers. There you go. We're down to 10 teams. You can call us at 869-1240 and get in. For all I care.
It looks like this Buffalo person is like in Buffalo, or I don't know what's going on. They do some kind of Buffalo blog.
Huh. Barry Trammell from the Daily Oklahoman, who's been the target of some of Russell Westbrook's ire.
Pretty much all.
Join us today at 525. We appreciate that. They're in the middle of a series, man.
3-1. Portland leading. I don't think anybody will be too depressed to see.
I want to see more of Portland. I haven't watched them a whole lot. Caught about 20 minutes. Was it yesterday when they were? Yeah,
yes,
yesterday when they
night.
Were beating Oklahoma City. Here's these series. These first round series haven't given us much drama. Maybe Denver, San Antonio to some degree. That one's tied at 2. But the next round. Potentially Milwaukee, Boston, Philadelphia, Toronto, Portland versus either San Antonio or Denver, and Houston, Golden State.
Portland's going to be in the West Finals, right? Can we pretty much...
Can they beat Denver and San Antonio?
Yeah. They're probably better than both of those teams.
Why is San Antonio good?
Because they've got...
They have the greatest coach maybe in the history of coaching.
And San Antonio is not going anywhere for a while. They get Deontay Murray back, their point guard next year, who missed all of this season. Derek White looks like he's becoming a really good player.
But that's a team that nobody, my goodness.
But if you have a guy who is evolving into a star-level player, and you have DeMar DeRozan, who is that kind of player, then you're going to have...
But DeMar DeRozan got kicked out of the game Saturday and for
like in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but you don't get kicked out of a game.
It's not
at
it's
home.
Not smart.
That was terrible. But for throwing the ball toward the ref at about a million miles an hour?
Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that.
That was awful.
Well, it's not just that he threw it toward the ref. He threw it like into the crowd, didn't he?
At 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, he threw it hard.
It was a bullet. He didn't just toss it.
Fine, $25,000. So, yeah, he probably needs to rein that in a little bit.
Boston-Milwaukee could be incredible. And, of course, Golden State-Houston will be incredible.
So those four really good series coming up in the second round of the NBA playoffs.
You needed a while to think about that?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out if there's 8 teams left, so that means 4 series and not 8.
There are teams in here that you wonder how they got in, Detroit being the biggest example. They're awful. They're terrible.
They're basically a bye team.
Whoever... And Blake Griffin just can't stay healthy. He was hobbling around the other day when I was watching that game.
Yeah, he's an unfulfilled guy. He played to his potential a lot when he was healthy, but he missed so much time. That he never took the Clippers to the next level, and now here he is with Detroit, and they're just an also-ran
team. Did you see what Clippers coach Doc Rivers had to say about Landry Shamet.
I like that he was the most focused rookie that he's ever coached or something like that. I did.
That's saying something. Doc's not new to the game.
No, and that's pretty amazing, but it's not a surprise either. We've known kind of that about Landry for a couple years now. He's very locked in.
That's part of the reason, and I hate to go back to it, but I'm certainly not backing down. That's part of the reason why I declared that Landry Shamet will make an all-star team.
So
he's 21. Is he 22 yet?
He's 22 in 40 days.
In 40 days?
And 40 days. 22 plus 40 days.
Okay. So he'll play pretty much the entire next season as a 22-year-old.
Correct.
With growth. With a rookie season under his belt. With the Clippers getting better, likely to land a big-name free agent, by all accounts, whether that person is Kawhi Leonard or someone else, Landry Shamet will be playing with that person, plus an improving young team that got a game against Golden State in this series.
Came back from 31 points down. Landry needs to develop other parts of his game outside of just the three-point shooting.
He will.
I know. He needs to. He only shoots 30. With the Clippers, he's only shot 32% from two-point range. His effective field goal percentage is still good because he makes a bunch of threes. He isn't asked to do a whole lot more than make threes, but once he is, we assume and expect that he'll rise to that challenge.
We certainly do. That's correct. And I'm proud of the kid. Let me just say that.
Well, he's been great. He's been a part of two playoff teams this year.
He's made me look good. That's not the reason I'm proud of him, or is it?
Probably a little bit.
Partially.
That's mostly it. Let's be real.
As let's get to
the
Bill.
The control freak that you are.
Bill, hello. You're on the air.
Hey, hello, fellas. Hey, the Clippers also have another rookie at the number. I think it's number two.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Alexander. That kid is actually even more developed than Landry is. So the Clippers are going to be pretty spooky next year if they get a good player. And also, Jeff, I was going to say, I rarely agree, but I do agree that Nick Cronin's a douchebag. I can't stand that.
I don't know if I use that exact term, but okay, we'll go with it.
Bill, you may not like Cronin, but he's a good coach.
He might be a good coach, but I don't think he's a good person. I've watched a lot of AZ games and his demeanor on the sideline and his interaction with the players. He's a D-bag.
All right, Bill, that seems to be your go-to
term. Just for the
term.
Record, I don't think I've ever used that term ever on radio or off.
No reason to use it.
Right. I'm not going to dispute necessarily the spirit of Bill's characterization there.
Bill's allowed to use whatever terms he chooses. That's not one that's a favorite of ours.
No, I don't think I've ever gone there. But whatever, it's all good.
So we got the NBA playoffs. They continue tonight. Milwaukee at Detroit, yawn. And Houston at Utah. The Rockets
kind of a
lead
yawn.
That one 3-0. So nothing too dramatic tonight. Udoka Azubuike returning to Kansas. I saw Jeff Goodman say that if Grimes and Dotson come back, that's a legit Final Four team. Is that enough to make them a legit Final Four team?
Of course. That's three. That's probably their three best players.
Grimes?
If they were all to play next year, those would be the
Grimes
three.
Grimes isn't coming back.
Probably not, but Dotson certainly
hopefully
could.
Hopefully D'Souza will get a reprieve. Would love to see that.
They lost out on a recruit over the weekend, Matthew Hurt, who picked
Duke.
Well,
they just lost out on another one, Cassius something.
Stanley?
What?
Isn't it?
I don't
Cassius
know.
Cassius Stanley, right? Where did he end up going?
I don't know, but not Kansas.
Duke. Everybody goes to Duke. And now they have another five-man recruiting class. It's just going to be insane. And who knows? We'll see.
Didn't win, did they?
No, but it's going to be all Duke talk for the next year at least. That's the team that's going to get the spotlight.
As long as we don't let them win, everything's good.
Yeah, but they're going to win eventually, and it's hard to win with all these freshmen.
Right.
But they'll get
the
hype. But
they keep going to the well.
Well, you have to get the best players, don't you?
Not necessarily. Get some guys who will develop in your program.
Well, Coach K doesn't seem that interested in doing that. He wants the absolute cream of the crop.
Well, I'll just say that I don't know that that's the right formula.
Kentucky supplements theirs with guys who play 2, 3, 4 years, grad transfers.
You'd like to see that. You'd like to see that.
With
at 4:45 today, we'll talk with Briley Ware, who will be in town with the Sooners from Oklahoma tomorrow night at X Stadium to take on Wichita State. Briley's final season of college baseball, having a good year for Oklahoma. Wichita State gets 2 of 3 over Central Florida over the weekend, but they continue to play in relative, I don't want to be too harsh here, there seems to be not a lot of
energy focused
on the Shocker baseball.
Doesn't seem like it, but they had that good stretch, and now I don't know if they're scuffling, but they just haven't built up the same. I think they're like 20 and 19.
What's it going to take?
Well, you know what it's going to take.
Well, I don't want to dance around it. Todd Butler, at the end of this year, they'll make a decision. They're not a bad team. They're not a good team. They're just kind of stuck in the middle right now.
Exactly.
Of being somewhat just close to a 500 team.
They
have some good players, but they probably don't have the drawing card. Last year they had a couple drawing cards.
Two first-round type
in
guys.
In Janista and Bohm that people would go out to watch and see, wow, they got some guys here that will probably get to the big league someday. They have the bulk of their games remaining now this season are away from home. So we'll just continue to see what happens. Sixth year for Todd Butler.
Seven-year deal.
Don't know that the needle has been moved the way that the Shockers had hoped. But I'm also not going to sit on the show and say they got to make a change.
No.
I'm not there. I'm not that guy.
He's had winning seasons. He just hasn't gotten them over the hump yet.
Well, you got to get over the hump. This is a program with tremendous tradition. Winning is imperative. And at a high level.
And I didn't necessarily mean when I said you know what it'll take. I didn't mean that for them to let go of Butler. I meant that the thing that will energize is a coach that has ties to the program. When and if that happens, and I'm not
if
saying
that if and when that coach builds a winning program.
Yeah, but
no coach is gonna make people flock to the
initially,
stadium
initially
in the long
they
term.
Will. If Eric Wedge is the coach of Wichita State.
In the long
State,
term, they better win.
Of course.
Right?
But in the immediate term, that's what will get them the flock.
Maybe.
If Eric Wedge or Kevin Hooper were the coach of Wichita State, people would show
now,
up
now, we're not
going to
start tossing
droves.
Out names at random.
But we know who the names are.
Well, you didn't include one.
There are four.
Four?
Forbes and Standiford are the other two, right? Am I missing anyone?
I'll talk to you off the air.
Okay.
I hate it when you try to delve into these
well,
topics.
I think everybody knows the names.
Well, everybody knows the names. They may not be the same names I would throw out there. But certainly Standiford has had a remarkable run. You've
right.
got Kevin Hooper in pro ball with the Padres, who in due time will get his opportunity. And, of course,
somewhere.
Eric Wedge has already managed twice in the big leagues. And let me just remind you, you weren't that thrilled with Eric Wedge as an Indian skipper.
No, he got rid of Brandon Phillips in favor of Ramon Vasquez, and that's inexcusable.
But you
I'll never forgive him.
Would
for
you
that.
Say that to him in person?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Because Brandon Phillips didn't run out one pop-up in spring training.
And do you think Wedge would say, yeah, you know what, that was a mistake?
He better, absolutely, yes. I think you learn from your mistakes, and that was a huge one.
Well,
you
Brandon Phillips went on to do pretty well.
You don't just throw away 2,000 career hits because a guy didn't run out a pop-up in spring training.
Now he's trying to send a message.
It's not a good look. The kid's 21. Manage him. Coach him.
Boy, I hope this gets back to Wedge.
Well, I kind of do, too.
Really?
You derailed my franchise for a couple years.
Huh. Well, good baseball guy. Certainly highly respected. Let's take a break, and when we return, We'll talk with Briley Ware, Sedgwick's own Briley Ware, who's coming to town tomorrow night with the Oklahoma Sooners. A World Series of Faceoff qualifier today at 5:40. And Barry Trammell from the Daily Oklahoman joins us at 5:25. Back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.